now?
Speak your mind. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Yeah. Play that Nas. Queens, get the money. The Mets are making everyone in Queens and beyond proud, and I know Nas is a Mets fan, so let's get right into it, folks. We got 3 hours to do this. KM to AM, KM to 2 AM, and I'm just not doing the crybaby stuff with the Yankee fans all night. I'm not. It's been going on for a month. The Yankee Twitter is in shambles. There's nothing you guys can do about it. We watch these guys play a brand of baseball right now that is broken. I was talking about it on Twitter, @Keith_McPherson. There's a lot of Yankee fans that interact with me and some weirdo Mets fans that don't show their face. The Yankees, when you need a shutdown inning, it's just like you can't get it. When you need to scratch a run across, you can't get it. It's such a tease. The way the game started, oh my, I can't do it, yo. The way the game started, right? Verdugo's leading off now. Verdugo knock, Soto double. All right, they got the right energy. They look like they want to take the series. No, they don't. And I know last night, listening to C-Mac show, C-Mac wanted to pat Aaron Boone on the back. I knew it was too fast. He gave Boone credit for managing the bullpen as the Yankees barely won that game, the one game. They could have been swept. They barely won that game. They scratched two runs across. Aaron Boone navigating the bullpen. Yeah, all right. Not so much tonight. Nestor Cortez, those guys own Nestor. Nestor can't pitch on the road. Like, now what? We got to skip Nestor's starts away? We got to get an opener for Rodon? He can't get through the first inning? What the hell is this? I know Mets fans have to be enjoying their team and the demise of this New York Yankees team. Chris is in Manhattan. What's up, Chris? You're on the Fan.
Keith, thank you. Well, I don't know what is wrong with any Met fan that cannot live in the moment and enjoy what we're witnessing.
I don't understand it either. I read it and I'm right. Just like, how do you guys have so many? But I get it because it's trauma, it's PTSD, it's the past. But man, how are you not enjoying this? I'm hating what the Yankees look like right now. I'm looking at the Mets, and I'm like, this has to be one of the best runs Mets fans have experienced in a long time.
Keith, thank you. And look, for me, like, I mean, what I'm seeing here, and by the way, look, I'm not a Yankees fan. Like, I don't relish the Yankees not doing well, but I'm really enjoying my Mets doing great. I mean, it's a little bit of a perk, to be honest, but it's not my main it's not my main motivation. And I have to tell you, Keith, what I'm looking at here, I mean, Nimmo has got that opposite field stroke down. It's almost at this point, he's gapping everything, hitting balls, doubles. I mean, and you're right, Keith, you nailed it. They're playing like a team, and they play like they care about each other, and that is special. And I have to say, Keith, on the bullpen thing, I know they've been getting a lot of heat for that, rightfully so, but I think there's slowly some signs, because if we can solidify Diaz,
Nunez.
Thank you. Right. And Brito, and then the new guy has only been one inning. If we can find a place for those four, and then, you know, obviously there's still work to do. Don't get me wrong. They can make a move or two, but anyway, I'm just starting to feel like I almost am looking back on the last 2 weeks and saying, however Mendoza and the Mets did it, and they, you know, everyone was drinking Rolaids and stuff. The fact that they didn't fall further back with that horrific bullpen is actually a positive of what they can do if they can turn it around.
It's impressive.
Even more.
As bad as that bullpen was, for them to be able to survive it, David Stearns is a genius. Thanks for the call and the energy, Chris. It's just a cherry on top that the Yankees are terrible right now as the Mets surge. But yeah, everything is coming up Mets. I saw some Mets fans like, Phil Maton, this guy sucks. You gave up nothing for him. He's better than what you have. And when Mendoza talked about him coming from the Yankees, he said, hey, I'm familiar with him. I'm glad to have him on my side now. Like, what? I don't understand it. I guess because the Yankee fan base is full of, like, eternal optimists. It's just like, always better than it actually is. Even now, there are Yankee fans, oh, this too shall pass. It's just a slump. For a month? You can't win back-to-back games in a month? Damn, you have Aaron Judge and Juan Soto on this team? Nah, your payroll is too high to be this poverty. Shame, shame, shame. Fire everybody, okay? You guys want to dig up George Steinbrenner and fire everybody? Fire everybody then. Fire everybody at the halfway point. Remember last year when they fired Dylan Lawson at the halfway point? What the hell did that do? Are they going to fire James Rawson now? No. It doesn't fix anything. These guys have to play better. They have to pitch better. They have to hit. This is Ben Rice's team. How the hell Ben Rice, who was at this time last year playing for the AA Tampa Tarpons, how is he the most dependable guy? How is he the guy that's got ice in his veins? He's the guy with the most stones. He just got here. Crazy, right? Crazy, right? Gleyber Torres, they could trade Gleyber Torres for a Metro card tonight. I wouldn't lose a second of sleep over it. I'd probably wake up out of my sleep to that notification. Jeff Passan, the New York Yankees have traded Gleyber Torres for a one-ride Metro card. I'd be like, let's get it. Let's go. Let's go. But yeah, everything is coming up Mets. Phil Maton. I mean, there's just so many things. I was just in the Rico Bronya chat. And, you know, some of the Mets fans are trying to troll me. One of the Mets fans had a good joke. They're like, oh, can't wait for Keith to go on WFAN and do a Mickey Rivers rap. And I'm like, yeah, Mick the Quick. Shout out to Mickey. That's my guy. But I'm like, why would I go on and talk all Yankees or cry about the Yankees when there's so many talking points with the Mets, right? So, like, the Ken Rosenthal article. And Ken Rosenthal went on foul territory and doubled down on it, basically saying he shortchanged his teammates by putting it out there that, I'm only going to do the home run derby if I'm in the game. I mean, MLB didn't have to do that. They wanted to do that, and they felt like it was the right thing to do, and it made sense. It's going to make dollars as well. And I was talking to you last night about the business of all of this and how last year I went to the T-Mobile Julio Rodriguez Pete Alonso party, and Pete Alonso is the face of what? The T-Mobile Home Run Derby, two-time champ looking to three-peat. I don't think it has anything. I think, you know, it is what it is. What I think it is us here in New York, the fan in New York, the fans online. In the beginning of the season, when they start even thinking about who the All-Stars are going to be, we're trashing the Mets. We're talking about how terrible these guys are, how the guys that they paid are in a slump. Lindor, Nimmo, how these, the core Mets, you can't depend on them. It's early in the season. But like the national audience is like, they don't respect you. Like they don't, you know what I'm saying? Brandon Nimmo bobblehead night coming up tomorrow night is lit, boy. It's lit. I bet you there'd be 30,000 plus at Citi Field to get that bobblehead now. Nimmo's going crazy this week. Absolutely crazy this week. Buck Showalter probably rest him on his bobblehead day. Mike is in Union, New Jersey. Mike, you're on the Fan in New York.
Yo, what's up, Keith? How you doing? Great discussion. I think obviously the Mets are on fire. I mean, not that fire, but they're hot.
They're winning.
25 out of the last 37. Yeah, they're winning. They're consistent. You know, if they can pull off a sweep this weekend, that'll be 28 out of 40. That's like a pace of like 700 baseball, 7 out of 10, which is amazing. In a 40-game stretch. But, you know, obviously the timing of the All-Star break can't come at any worse time for the Mets, unfortunately. But, hopefully...
I don't know. I think you have some guys that need the rest, and I think a recalibration is good here. You've got guys coming back like Kodai Senga. You got good news on Reed Garrett. Where's Starling Marte? I think I read there was a little bit of a stall in him coming back, but, like, nah, everybody needs a break. Everybody needs rest in baseball. This All-Star break, it's not going to hurt you. Everybody's stopping.
Yeah. And, another question for you is Alonso, right? I mean, I'm a big Alonso guy. I think we should re-sign him, right? Obviously, he's not going to get the money he would have got last year. But I think, in my prediction, he could go on a Cespedes-like 2015 August. If you remember August 2015, Cespedes was probably the best baseball player in the league, or put up numbers for that matter. If Alonso could come up with a month of August or even September like that, I think he could earn himself another $40 to $50 million.
It's not far-fetched, Mike. I said the other night, you've seen Pete Alonso have two homer games. You've seen him have weeks where he hit five home runs. You've seen Pete get hot and power this team and lead this team. Right now, Pete is just looking around, and it's like everybody else is getting it done. And it's like the least likely of suspects. There's new guys on the team. J.D. Martinez, Jose Iglesias, Mark Vientos, who nobody thought, you know, was like, there's other guys getting it done. Brandon Nimmo obviously has been here, but like it's not all relying on Pete or nothing right now.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the good thing is that, you know, guys like Senga aren't even pitching. Alonso isn't really that hot. And if these guys get it going along with these other guys, then there's going to be more winning. And it's going to be one of these horse races where, you know, here come the Mets down the stretch and, you know, no one's going to want to play them. And the great thing is we got a series with the Braves coming up after the All-Star break. And that might be one of the big points where we might be able to catch
it them. Is. They're walk them like down. Go get them. Walk them down.
Yeah, man. I got them locked and loaded, buddy. I'm like Maverick. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call, Mike. Positive energy. I just don't get all of the negative Nancy, Debbie Downer, woe is me. Oh, well, history's going to repeat itself. The Mets are going to collapse. Like, why even say that? Why even say that? The Yankees are collapsing. The Yankees are folding. And they're just going to keep telling you, oh, yeah, you know, it's all right in front of us. We just got to keep pushing forward. These guys are 1 foot into the All-Star break. Oh, and now Juan Soto's hand is hurt. And Juan Soto is going to play in Baltimore? Nah, shut him down. Shut him down. Rest him, right? You rested him when you had the Dodger series. Give him a break. So he's good to go in Arlington so he can play in the All-Star game. What a joke. What a joke, man. Like, it's hard to watch. It's hard to watch every night. I'm getting tired of it because they're supposed to be a lot better than this. They were a lot better than this. We've seen them be a lot better than this. And now they look pathetic. Brian is up in Albany. Brian, you're on the Fan. What's up, man?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, man. Have you seen the post-game show live when it was aired on Yes?
I stopped watching the Yankees post-game show. It grinds my gears. For a long time, I listened to Sweeney Murdy on the post-game show. Now, I listen to our post-game. I can't watch the Yankees post-game show, especially when we're losing. No, I don't do that.
I believe they took this part out when they put it on the internet, on the YouTube clips. But Boone basically admitted that he took Wells out of the game so Trevino could walk. He said, when asked about why you put Trevino in the eighth inning, he said, I liked ball five, which ended up being strike three.
Yeah, I think that was that had to be sarcasm, because if you remember that at bat, it should have been a walk. But shoulda, coulda, woulda. You can't let it come down to the umpires. Thanks for the call, Brian. But here we go. The Yankee fans are just going to cry about nonsense. I don't watch the post game. I swear, I wasn't even on the Fan yet. It was the 2021 season, and the Yankees would lose, and I would get in bed and watch the post game. Like, I'd watch the game on the big screen in the living room, and then I'd turn it off mad as hell, and I'd get in bed with my wife and watch the post game. And she'd be laying there quietly reading a book or about to go to sleep or whatever. And I would get hot. I would be visibly frustrated. And Boone is a good guy. He's a cool dad and all. But, like, it would grind my gears to hear the same things over and over and over. I stopped. I switched to listen to Sweeney Murdy. Because Sweeney, whether it was win or lose, was very calculated, measured, even killed. You wouldn't know with Sweeney Murdy the way that he did the post-game show. You wouldn't know. You wouldn't even, like, you wouldn't know if he was rooting for the Yankees or not. Like, that was easier for me to get in bed and, like, close my eyes and listen to it in my headphones. I can't watch the post-game, bro, because it makes me want to break stuff. I've matured some over the years. It doesn't get me that hot now. Like, you know, the loss tonight, I'm like, they deserve to lose. They had opportunities. And if Brian is telling me that, I don't believe that. That Aaron Boone said something about you don't pinch hit anybody to work a walk. Austin Wells can't work a walk because he's a rookie. I mean, Austin Wells started the scoring for the Yankees tonight. Austin Powers. I was like, yeah, there's somebody that wants to fight. There's somebody that wants to answer back. Needed that. Austin Wells had two knocks. Austin Wells, like, how is it the young boys showing up? How is it the young guys? You know why? It's because the young guys, and even Soto, these guys that weren't here the last few years, they're not in this malaise, right? It's the guys going through the motions that have been here. They're in the twilight zone. They're in an episode of Black Mirror again. They're woe is me. It's happening again. We can't stop the bleeding. We're not that good. We're losing. Ben is in Connecticut. Ben, you're on the Fan.
How's it going, Keith? Couple things you said in your open that I really, really resonated with me a lot. First of all, Fairbanks wasn't throwing strikes, and Torres is up there with a 2-0 count. I mean, call me old-fashioned, but, like, you could give him a take sign there, right?
He's 27 years old. He's a professional hitter. When he swung at that low and outside pitch, I'm like, Gleyber, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing? The game is on the line. Did you not watch the at-bats before you? We watch the game, and sometimes I think these guys are not watching the at-bats before them. That's, like, if I was playing baseball, I would be looking at the pitches that this guy is throwing. I would be looking at every single pitch before, and I would know, oh, this guy's wild. Pete Fairbanks, I've seen him blow it before. I'm not swinging at that nonsense.
I'm with you. The second thing that you and actually Brandon Tierney said this on Twitter as well, but Austin Wells being pinch hit for by Trevino,
Bro. Not
only is it bad managing, but it's bad managing, but it's also indicative of how this team is assembled. And the only thing I don't want to hear at the end of this year, because I'm sick of it, is that, like, again, for the 15th straight year, we ran into bad luck. Like, how is it that the Astros have had great luck for 7 straight years of making the ALCS, and we have to deal with, like, this bad luck nonsense that they throw at us?
It's a joke.
I mean, Keith, are you annoyed? Are you annoyed at, you know, at this?
Yeah,
as I am.
No, yeah, I really am. I can't escape it. I'm trying to not, like, live in it. Mets fans don't want to call a fan and talk to me. I'd much rather talk about Grimace. I'd much rather talk about Candelita. Thanks for the call, Ben. You know, I'd much rather talk about Luis Torrens. Like I said, I'm watching Luis Torrens behind the plate. I'm just like, I like barely remember seeing him in spring training. I'm even going back to, like, I'm like, is this guy better than the catchers that we have? He's not. I mean, it's probably pretty equal, but I was talking to people on Twitter about it. Of course, all the Mets fans are like, yeah, thanks for the scraps, Keith. Remember you said we took all your scraps, your leftovers? I'm like, yeah, I remember. I remember everything I said. But I'm looking at Austin Wells go out there today and ball. And, when you see a pinch hit, it's just a move that this is what they felt like they had to do. And they just defaulted into that. The Yankees bench, DJ LeMahieu, after taking a hit-by-pitch to his pinky and fouling a ball off his neck jaw. I told you last night he wasn't going to play today. He was out. Who would you guys have rather seen, J.D. Davis or Jamai Jones? The New York Yankees. Bum, 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 bum. Pete is out in Dover. What's up, Pete? You're next up on the Fan.
Yo, Keith, bro. Big fan. This is my first time on the air.
Hey, ding, 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 ding. In there.
So let's go. Listen, my middle name is Berra, after Yogi Berra. I'm a diehard Yankees fan just like you.
Yeah.
And I'm not here to boohoo cry. I'm not here to boohoo cry. And I also want to say, you're hilarious. We got to sell Gleyber for a Metro card. He's worth a Metro card. But you know what? You know what we're all sleeping on? Keith, you know what we're sleeping on?
I don't know. The Yankees winning back-to-back games? No. I don't think it's possible.
No. We're sleeping that Judge is hungry for a ring. The Yankees are a playoff team, all right?
Yeah.
When it's time for playoffs, Judge is a captain. He is a true captain. He's a generational athlete, just like Derek Jeter. And when it's time to...
Come on, Pete. You can say damn on the radio. You can't say the S word. he censored himself for damn, and then he dropped the S word. Don't you guys listen to the Fan? There's only certain words that we can or can't say. You can't sell me that right now. Because a Yankee hater or even a Yankee fan pessimist will tell you, Judge's postseason average is 211. He's this and this and this and this in the postseason. So I appreciate your optimism, dude. I really do. But you can't sell me that right now when he's in a slump just as bad as he was in April that this is a postseason team, Keith. When we get to October, Judge is going to carry. Buddy, you can't. You need a lineup. You need aces. You need guys coming out of the bullpen to get big outs. One guy doesn't win anybody anything in baseball. All right, let me take a break, man. I'm going to find some more Mets stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about Ghost Fork. Talk about Kodai Senga coming back. We're talking about David Peterson. David Peterson said, hey, six-man rotation, because I'm about to show you why I belong here. I've been here before a lot of these guys got here. I'm not going to let it fall on me. I'm going six innings, only four hits, shutty, five Ks. And then I don't care who you bring in. The new guy wearing number 88, that's fine. There's a bunch of kids out here to see this game today. We're going to make it happen, Mets.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
A high pop-up. He's going to do it. At shortstop, Jeter. Jeter on the outfield grass makes the catch. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. And Doc Gooden pitches a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Boy KM on the Fanger. Let's get right back into it. 888-808-1019. Everything's coming up Mets. You know, my boy Alex is producing the show. We do Talking Nets podcast, or we did. Maybe we'll bring it back because I think now the future's bright for the Nets, but it was dark when we ended it. And he just mentioned to me, he's like, yo, did you see Cam Thomas? I'm like, yeah, I got it in my notes. I knew the Mets were about to sweep. I knew it was going to be a shutout. Once they had the walking bucket on the mound, he didn't even throw the ball. He, like, shot the ball. I'm like, oh, man, Cam Thomas throws out the first pitch. It's just more mojo on the same mound as Grimace. And Cam Thomas from the Brooklyn Nets, number 24 at the game. They're not about to lose with Cam Thomas in the building. And they showed a clip of Ron Darling's son. Ron Darling's son, 8 years old, underneath the booth, great seat, celebrating, and he gets in the way of the SNY camera shot. You got to just laugh. Everything's coming up Mets, man. They got little funny things. They've got cool things. Man, David Stearns is a marketing genius. How'd this guy come in and change the whole operation? 888-808-1019. Yeah, I'm going to play for you. If you didn't read the Ken Rosenthal article, which I wasn't going to read it because I just think is nonsense. I'm like, man, leave Pete alone. But I'm going to play for you the audio at some point of Ken Rosenthal talking about, you know, Pete Alonso and him trying to get into the home run derby. That's why Brandon Nimmo and Lindor are snubbed. No, it's not. It's because of the disrespect of the Mets through all of these years. And the bias and the skepticism and just like, nah, we're not putting the Mets in there because their own fans hate them. Their own radio station hates them. And in the beginning of the year, the Mets were cooked and nobody saw this coming. And now it's too late. Brandon Nimmo can have player of the week this week, but I don't think he's going to have a spot. Maybe. I haven't found it. They announced the injury replacements in the American League today. I guess they're going to do the National League tomorrow. So maybe hold out hope. That maybe Brandon Nimmo, him and or Lindor can get in to represent the Mets. Because it's actually a crime that the Mets are about to be in a wild card spot, a postseason team. And the only representative that they have at the All-Star game is Pete Alonso, who arguably shouldn't be there. But whatever. Let's take another couple calls. Coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night. I'm going to keep dropping little nuggets on you from the Mets game and the Mets wins, and like everything is turning up Mets. The bullpen is shaping up. They're going to keep adding. You have the All-Star break, which I don't know why you would fear your team getting a chance to rest. Like JD Martinez needs rest. Some of your arms need rest. It's good. And then you have the deadline where now you know that they're going to be buyers and not sellers. Actually, we have the audio from Ken Rosenthal. So before we take another call, let's run this. So this is Ken Rosenthal on the Foul Territory podcast. Shout out to my guy, Scott Braun. I ran into Scott Braun two Fridays ago at Tucci. I'm like, no way are you sitting right across from me, bro. That's my guy. So he does the Foul Territory podcast with AJ Pierzynski, Eric Kratz, Todd Frazier sometimes. And so the other voice you'll hear is AJ Pierzynski talking to Ken Rosenthal, who I also just saw. Man, I'm flexing. Just saw him in Legends for the Fox game that they had for the Braves. I posted that pic on Twitter. Man, I'm connected. I had Ken Rosenthal on WFAN. Nobody else did. Let's play that clip.
Put out an article today saying Pete screwed two of his teammates because here's what I don't understand. Did he demand to say, like, I'll be in the home run derby, but only if you put me in the All-Star game? And then MLB folded and said, oh, okay, Pete, we'll put you in the All-Star game. And then how did it screw two of his teammates? Because MLB should want Mets in the game because that's a bigger audience.
I don't believe the word screwed was anywhere near the article, but okay, AJ, well, if you want to read it that way. People have different reading comprehension skills in our country. That's fair.
Short change, Ken.
Well, here's what happened. What Pete said was he doesn't want to be in the derby unless he's in the game. Now, at the time he said that, I don't believe he had any idea or any thought in his head that that might have implications for two of his teammates, Francisco Lindor and Brandon Nimmo, but it did, because Alonso turns out to be the Mets' only representative on the All-Star team. He's on the All-Star team, in my opinion, because MLB wants him in the Derby, because the Derby field has been thinned out this year due to injuries, due to guys not wanting to do it. Unwittingly, I would expect, Pete Alonso did end up shortchanging those guys. I don't know what the answer is here. There's nothing wrong with Pete Alonso in the Home Run Derby. My goodness, he donates portions of his proceeds to charity every time he's in it. He is a guy who has won it twice. He loves the Home Run Derby, and people love watching him. But at the same time, the way the All-Star team's developed, and it's a complicated set of circumstances that I tried to explain in the story, that is what happened here.
Man, give Pete a break. Right, they always on Pete. Pete can't hump the rail to the dugout. They mad at him for that. He can't say LFGM. They mad at him for that. They want to trade him now. They're talking about, oh, the Astros are looking for a first baseman, and they reached out about Pete Alonso. Give Pete a break. Let him go do his favorite thing in the world, the Home Run Derby, and don't make the snubs of Francisco Lindor and Brandon Nimmo about him. John, let's go to Stamford, Connecticut. You're on the Fan. What's up, John?
Hey, Keith. How are you, man?
I'm good. Hanging out.
I want to let you know, number one, that I really enjoy your show. And the other, a lifetime ago, I was stationed at Fort Monmouth out in your neck of the woods.
That's where they have Baseline Social now. It's completely different. They're changing it. Netflix is going to build a studio out there. But, yeah, I know it very well.
Yeah, I've heard. I think it's been closed close to 10 years, at least as a military installation. But
yeah, since 2011.
Or even more than that. Anyway, regarding the Mets, I'm really enjoying this. I'm 60 years old. I've been a fan since I was a little kid. And I actually, like many, thought this season was sort of over. And I feel like we sort of got our season back. I think the one thing they don't tell you when you're growing up is sometimes it means more to you when you're an adult. So I'm really enjoying this. And
good.
Before I let you run, I happened to be at that game a couple weeks ago against the Astros. And
which one? The Friday night?
Yeah. When Iglesias came out with his hat on backwards, and all the guys were out there with him. Obviously, we don't know these guys, but they really seem, like you said, like they like each other and they play for each other and
chemistry. It's showing. Yeah. They're playing for each other. They're pulling for each other. They care.
I'm with you, man. I just really enjoy watching it. I appreciate you taking my call. You have a good night.
Thanks for the call, John. Yeah, all the videos that I saw from that, I'm like, this is dope. This is cool. And I know there's fun police and people that want to act like, oh, you upset the baseball gods by performing on a Friday and then the Astros took the series. So what? You're going to lose series. You can't just lose every series like the New York Yankees. Tim is in Norwalk, Connecticut on the Fan. What's up, Tim?
Keith, I know we've been talking. It's been quite a while since we've been able to, like, actually be happy. But, man, I mean,
even Soto's walk at the end of the game, you almost thought, like, wow, we're going to get that glimmer of hope that we're actually going to win. I mean, he wasn't even doing the shuffle until Michael K. mentioned it.
His hand was aching. His last at bat, he struck out. His hand was hurting.
I know it's
hurting.
But
he's a gamer. He turned it on. Shout out to my guy, Troy Benjamin from Yes Network. Troy Benjamin said, you know, nothing better than seeing Juan Soto in the moment competing. I might not have said that right. Let me get the actual tweet so I don't misquote Troy. He might be listening. He said nothing better.
I looked at it. I just got off of work. Sasha just got off of work. She was happy with her boy Ben Rice because she's the first baseman guy, and she loves her Rizzo, but Rizzo's on the back of her jersey, so that's what we're talking about right now. But she's in the background right now.
Oh, what's up?
Thank God for. He said, "What up?"
They're cheaper.
She goes, "They're cheaper." Yeah, not on 161st, but thank God for this All Star break. I mean, looking at this guy's screens, he's obviously, you saw he got pulled in the Pittsburgh game, like with 99 pitches, with a perfect game.
They pulled Christian Scott. They pulled Luis Gil. Why'd they pull Paul Skenes?
I have no idea. But you know what? I like the fact, and I know Yankee fans are going to hate me, but I still want Boone on my team. I want him as the manager. I like that he kept Nestor in there and said,
Tim. Hey, I got to let you go, Tim. Have a good one. Appreciate you calling all the time. Shout out to your girlfriend, Sasha, in the background. But no. We're not going to turn Paul Skenes. No. And him getting pulled after 7 shutout innings, not giving up a hit, not giving up a run. And his manager saying he was tired and knowing his guy and knowing his young guy and knowing his guy is going into the All-Star break. And also knowing who they have in the bullpen. They won the game. Pulling them. It's the way of baseball. That's why I just joked and said, wait, they pulled Christian Scott? Oh, they pulled Luis Gil? Yeah, they all do it. You can't name me a team where they don't take a guy out. Regardless of the situation, they don't care like you care. Just get over it. Stop watching baseball if you think that like we're going backwards in time. I had a call last night talking about pitching 200 pitches. Like, what? You're not even seeing guys get to a hundo. This magical number of a hundo. But yeah, back to what I was trying to say before Tim said something about Anthony Rizzo jerseys or something like that. Troy Benjamin from the Yes Network tweeted, nothing better in baseball than watching Juan Soto compete in a big spot. I said nothing with the laughing emoji. We lost. I tweeted out before that, Juan Soto, chill. I said, Juan Soto's funny as hell. We're down 2. You're doing all that hot dogging, all that shuffling, all that pounding on your hip to work a walk. We're down 2, buddy. It's not about you. And like I like it too. It's entertaining. And I hope we get that in October. But you did all of that. And then what did Judge do behind you? We lost. So, yeah, you did your job, and it was exciting in the moment, bro. But it's actually clownish. The Yankees look like clowns. They're a laughing stock right now. They're a joke. They're the worst team in baseball. And, man, you know what? I'm not going to the All-Star game this year, and I'm kind of glad because all of baseball descends on one place. And when you're wearing that Yankee logo in that one place, you're catching strays. Colorado Rockies fans laughing at you. Gary's in Connecticut. Gary, you're on the fan. What up, man?
My man, Pots and Pans.
Hey, I'll be your Huckleberry. Shout out to Craig Carton going to the Hall of Fame.
Yo, been a long time.
I know. I was thinking about, I'm like, where's my guy been when I saw the Craig Carton news? You know, because we honor Craig with our little back and forth that we do.
Right.
How you feeling?
Yeah, doing great. How's Mr. Jackson doing?
Good. He's just not a baby anymore. You know that cliche, they grow up fast. Yeah. Now he's like scratching me in the face. He's running around. He's eating everything. His favorite word is more. Like I try to give him some food, and I'm like, you had enough. And he's like, more. I'm like, bro, we don't have any more food.
More. That's awesome. He's a growing boy.
Yeah, and he doesn't have a clue, but that's, you know, baby brains. I'm learning these baby brains. All they want to do is eat and poop their pants.
Yeah, nice life.
Yeah.
My dogs do the same.
But how you feeling about the New York Yankees, Gary?
Oh my goodness! I need a break for a minute. Anyway,
yeah, we all need this All-Star break.
I'm going to see the Yard Goats in Connecticut.
Good. That's a good time.
We'll go with the Yanks.
Yeah.
I want to see somebody trying, you know, and these guys, you know, you pull pitchers, but you don't pull fielders from not doing their jobs. Like, that's unheard of.
Yeah, because you can't, because your bench is J.D. Davis, Jamai Jones, and a hurt, aging DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah, awesome. Did Brett Gardner retire yet? Can we bring him back?
Shout out to the Guardy Party. This is still the curse of Brett Gardner. There were some times where I was talking about left field is cursed because the Yankees didn't do right by Brett Gardner.
Would it be better than Grisham hanging out in center field?
I mean, you know. I don't know. I don't know, man.
Or do we bring back, what, Franchy Cordero and IKF? And
yeah, good. I don't know. You mentioned Trent Grisham, and I'm like, the night after I sing the guy's praises, I tell everybody forget about him lollygagging in center field in the Red Series. He comes out tonight 0-for-4 and reminds you he's Trent Grisham.
Yeah. But I did have a...
that first at bat he had, like he chopped at the ball and grounded out. I'm like, what the hell? I don't know, man. I just can't. Like, I already got all the frustration out with the Yankees in my house. Like, everybody goes to bed, and I try to keep it down. I get it out, and I come here, and I'm like, I can't do all the boo-hooing and crying and yelling and screaming. The Mets played earlier this afternoon. They're the better story.
Yeah, I was trying to keep it light. But I did have a quarterback situation I wanted to talk to you about.
Daniel Jones?
Yeah, well, a couple of them. Both New York quarterbacks, Daniel Jones and Aaron Rodgers. Do you think, in your opinion, of you play football, so coaching, would you coach them different as far as Daniel Jones? Would you steer him away from running? And Aaron Rodgers, would you rest him at all times possible when he doesn't need to be on the field, like, say, up 10?
I would never call a design run. Or an option to run for either quarterback, because Daniel Jones is coming off an ACL and a serious neck injury, and we've got a 40, soon to be 41-year-old coming off an Achilles injury. I would try to protect them at all costs. I'm putting them in the shotgun, and I'm going max protect. I hate to be the guy to say it. Brace for impact. As much as we want football to start, I do not feel confident in either one of these quarterbacks that wear 8 for these New York teams. 888-808-1019.
And so they played a little game today. The boys said, what is your prediction on games possible for both quarterbacks?
Tiki said 14 for Daniel Jones. That's a lot. I don't know. Like, once he starts getting hit... I don't know, and I don't know if he's going to be cleared to get hit. I think I've been the loudest on WFAN from last season about the timeline recovering from an ACL injury. I've been around some guys that had to recover from an ACL injury that didn't play quarterback in the NFL. And I talked about how, you know, injuries make a coward out of all of us on the field. If you don't feel 100%, you're not going to play the same. And so much of Daniel Jones's game was running. And I mean, even Aaron Rodgers, so much of Aaron Rodgers' game when he was winning MVP was eluding the rush, buying himself some time, because this guy loves to hold the ball and make plays. That's how he got hurt in the first place, not getting rid of the ball in the quick game, thinking that he could hold the ball a little bit longer and zip the ball in there to make a throw. I don't know. The math ain't mathing to me with these guys this year for Daniel Jones to play 14 games and for Aaron Rodgers to lead the Jets to the Super Bowl, but we got plenty of time for that next week.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you for your time. Nice to speak to you again.
Thanks for the call, my man, Pots and Pans.